Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim B'Siyata D'Shemaya in the Sefer HaKadosh Me'or Einayim. We are in Parashas Shmos. Divar Maschil Asmi Yoredeya. Again, we have the incredible viewer, which is going to help us along the way. Esmi Yoredeya. It says in the Gemara Maseches Sota, Azem Moshe. Who's going to teach me knowledge? This is Moshe. Shechziru li Nachman Anachos V'Laratzu, that they brought him to nurse from the non-Jewish women, and he didn't want to. V'figach Nesiyachid Lo Yad Dibur. And therefore, the Dibur came solely to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to have this special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem spoke to him, because he refused to nurse from Gentiles. It's a Gemara Maseches Sota. Yedbeis and Beis. The lashon of the Gemara is V'tomra Choso Bas Paroi. Why Davka, Jewish woman, should he nurse from? Because Shechziru L'Moshe Kol Mitzrios, Kulam B'Loyanek, he didn't want to nurse from any Mitzri woman. He said a pair that's going to speak to the Shechina should be Yonek from this impure source. And that's what it says. It's Miyo Yeredei, L'Mi Yo Yeredei. Who does he teach knowledge to? L'Mi Yavin Shemuan. Who does God make understand, give understanding to? L'Kmule Cholav. That's somebody who is nursing from the right person. So we would like to now understand what this means. So first we have to quote a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Mi yitencha ke'ochli yonek shtei imi mitzalcha bakusa ashakcha. Which means, if only it could be as with a brother who nursed at my mother's breast, then I could kiss you outside and no one will despise me. That's the pasuk in Shir HaShirim. And this pasuk, of course, is a mashal, the ava of the Jewish people for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they want him to be like a brother to them. Yonek Shteimi, what does that mean? So Rabbeinu is now going to explain. Obey that Am Rabbi Seinu Kolavu Shitli B'Davar. Our rabbis tell us that any Abba that's totally in something, then when the Davar is Batel, the Abba is Batela. And if it's not Tzli B'Davar, it's never going to be Batel. What is Abba Tzli B'Davar? So it's like it says Nizara Kadosh. Is Ava Digin de Yachem Benohi, the Yisale Kuchibrichu Mine Velo Yerachim Le, Avarachim Diyuak Ikra, Diyarachim Le, Bein Betav, etc. In other words, there's an Ahava that a person loves Hashem, because Hashem gives him good. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misalek the good, if he removes the good, then he's going to stop loving Hashem. But the Ikar Ava, Abba Rechim Adiyui Ikra, the love that's Ikar, that's primary, it's ideal, is to love Hashem, Bein B'Tav, whether it's good for you or whether it's bad for you. Tizav Hashem Etzli B'Davar Bein Onipsik Lolam, that's love that's not dependent on anything and never stops. And this Dag of Ava is called Zara Kaddish, the love of brothers that doesn't separate. The Achim Hu Dveikus, the union of Achim is Dveikus, is clinging. My brothers are called my friends, which is a Lashon of Ava and Chiba, of love. ואהבת אחים הוא. And this is an av of dveikus, that you can never separate this ahava. B'shvil sheyatzu mimakor echad, because these two brothers came from the same source. That's why it's like brothers love, brotherly love, because they came from the same source. So love like brothers is love she'ena tali b'davar. Even though it is tali in something, it is dependent on something, but they came from the same source. Mikol makom, ain't no tali b'davar b'tal. It's not tali in a davar b'tal, on something that could be canceled, could be nullified. Shrei yatzu makor echad, they came out of one source, and that's not going to change. Leis yishtana b'korin lolam, the source is never going to change. Shum achdan ma'acham, it unites them and makes them one. Le'echot means to sew together. That's the avishan tali b'davar. That's ach. Nimtza, Mashoy Vashem, Shua Mokor, Shemimenu Yatza, Bukhinizu Layiv Soku Lo Yishtayim. It emerges from this that a person loves Hashem because he's the source from where he came out, so he comes to a Bukhin of Abbas Achim. It's Ainat Liyiv Adavar. In other words, you love God because you came from God. So that's an Abbas Ainat Liyiv Adavar. It's something that's never going to change. Bukhinizu Layiv Soku Lo Yishtayim. This aspect, this perspective, is never going to change. Vinei. Atinaik, that is a bechin of Abba, that even though it's tali b'davar batel, nevertheless it's such a strong love, even more than a love that's not tali in a davar batel, something that could be cancelled, and that's bechinas yanika. What does that mean? Because a baby, a tino, calls manchi yonek esimo, as long as he's nursing from his mother, whom nikshar me'od b'imo, he's very connected to his mother. B'nei kesher achius, because of the connection of vitality of life. Shein lo shum minikas chiyus ki minikas ha'en. He has no source of life. He has no nourishing source other than his mother. All of his vitality comes from his mother. And he's connected to her through this nursing and vitality. And even though it's a davar batel, because she's not going to nurse him forever, and he doesn't need to nurse anymore, the kesher is going to be weakened a little bit. Nevertheless, at the time that he needs his mother, the kesher is very strong. So it turns out that there are two bechinas of ahava that we see in the pasuk. Miyat nacha ka'achli, that's abas achim, that's an ava kavur, the lo have sekli, it's not tali b'davar batel. But that has a chisaron, that it's not as strong as a love. And then yonek mishteini bechinas yinmika, that even though it's batel, nevertheless, when it's there, it's a very strong kesher. And this, all of your chiyus depends on it. So you're right, it can be batel, but when you got it, it's your oxygen. Can't live without it, so therefore it's very strong. So the bechina of yoinek mishteimi, that's the bechina of love, of complete dependency, complete connection. This is where you get your life from, this is where you get your chiyus from. If there would be a tziyu, to be a reality where you would be constantly, forever, nursing from your mother, it would be mamash, a very, very strong kesher. Because again, all of your chiyus would be totally in this kesher. Now this bechin of yinika shetzarech latamid, kain ha-toyra, so too is the bechin of Torah. Hanikra aim. Torah is called aim. It says, Torahs imecha, and the kesher of a Jewish person to the Torah is bechinas yinika, tebechsiv, dader yevucha b'chol eis, that your breasts will satiate you at all times. And the rabbis say about this in the Gemara in Eilevin 54b, Ma dod azek kol zman shetinok memashmesh b'motzei b'tam, av divrei Torah. That just like this breast, whenever the tinok is nursing, he finds taste, so to divrei Torah. So Torah is like a mother, and you're always finding new time in divrei Torah. Nimtza. So what emerges? Tamitzri chamlinok min haTorah. You always have to be yonik min haTorah. Because Torah is life. Ki kol zman she mashmas ma yotze batam yoser. So a person can't say that, oh, I'm done, I already got from the Torah what I needed. I already got everything out of the Torah. Can't be. Because like the Gemara says, that whenever you're mamash meshba, you find new time. Nimsa tamit tzrichem linok min ha-Torah. Because man she mamash meshba motze batam yoser. Choladim chinas yinika la-Torah. Avshu gadol mufla. Even if the person is a huge Talmud Chacham, he still finds no chidushim in Torah. V'lios bebechinas yinika. And therefore, everyone has to be yonek min ha-Torah. Linok midadea, to take nourishment, to nurse from the breasts of the Torah, ki yirvucha b'chol eis, they'll always satiate you. And when a person's yonek b'chol eis min ha-Torah, it emerges, nimtza, kosher b'torah tamim b'nei b'chines yinika. He's got a very, very strong kesher, like the kesher of a child to the mother, b'chines yinika, that he's always getting life from the mother. Was b'chol meis avhil b'chines chitzoni is kosher b'torah. And then all of his deeds, even in the external ones, he's connected to the Torah. Veiner nifsek a kesher, and the kesher never stops. Kemavur lemala, like we see earlier. But this is ava deloy misparshim. This is an ava that never ends, never separates. That's what we said before. But avas achim v'reim deloy misparshim. We have this love of brothers and friends that doesn't ever separate. And this is also going to be love that never separates, because your whole chiyus is totally in this love. And this yinika. Minexib ki karakan sipor. It says in the pasuk, when you come to a bird's nest, and then the mother bird is sitting on the baby birds, don't take the mother birds off the baby birds. Send away the mother bird, and then take the baby birds in order that you should have a long life. So what does this pasuk mean? There are two types of nursing. So one is that the mother bends down to the child and nurses the child. So, and the other one is that she takes the child into her arms and nurses the child. The first situation, the child isn't healthy enough, so the mother has to lower herself to the baby, and she gives him chiyus. And the second type of bechina is when he's healthy, then she takes him into her hands and she nurses him. She doesn't have to lower herself to the child. She could take the child into her hands, and then the child can be also part of the child can also be active in the nursing. She doesn't have to lower herself to him. She could take him and nurse him, and then he can also elevate himself, be part of the process. It says that Jewish people are like children to Hashem. So, the Jews have these two bechinas. Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah. Sometimes he lowers himself. When we're low, he lowers himself. He's mitzamsem himself according to our katnas haseichel. And there he's going to try to teach us Derech Hashem. And this bechina that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamsem himself to elevate them. Zehu, that's what it says in the pasuk b'chol l'nachem l'nei Hashem Rav Shalom l'nachem l'nachem l'nachem. So it says that all my children are learning from God, because they're taking nourishment, sustenance from the Torah and from Hashem. And it says, don't read my children, read my builders. Because when we're b'katnas haseichel, we need to be built. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us and builds us. That's what it means, after kibunayich alabanayich, Hashem builds us up. And that's the b'china of banim, that's the lower level. Hashem Yisrach Hotzei Laviyam, He wants to elevate us to shleimus ha'gadol, to big shleimus, b'zeh rav shalom b'nayich. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring us to the b'china of rav shalom, to shleimus harav. And b'china's banim, Hashem Yisrach Laviyam, l'shleimus ha'gadol, b'zeh rav shalom b'nayich, l'shleimus harav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers Himself in order to bring us to this level of shleimus. B'tzarech she'yiru. And even those that were b'chinas katnas on this low level, they have to make sure that there's no pagam in any eber. He says in Zohar Kodesh, when there's an eber pagam, there's no shechin on this eber. Therefore, we have to make sure that our evarim aren't pagam, because they shalay salik a shechinah kaviyachal. And Echaz v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being salik a shechinah. Yesh b'shnei b'chinos katnos. There are two types of katnos. Haichad b'chinos chitzonios, gona chilu v'shtia, shalcha v'shal salamalas kreiso. Vein maskel p'nimis ha'dobar. One type of chitzonios is that a person eats and drinks to fill his stomach, and he doesn't think about the p'nimis, v'katnos sheni b'chinos torah v'tfilu v'mitzvahs. Av shay sek v'loi meidu b'katnos ha'sechel, gosh baruch l'mam v'nech l'skarev. So we have yinika mitoch gadlus, and then we have yinika mitoch shiflus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers Himself to us from our b'chinas banim. We need to be built up. And the b'china mitoch gadlus is like the mother taking the child into her arms, and then the child also being involved in the process, opposed to lowering the mother lowering herself to the child. And even within katnas, there are two b'chinas. One is achil and shtia, which is involved in achil and shtia, and he's not thinking about the pnimis advarim. And number two, the Torah and mitzvahs, even though he's also kolomed, he's bekatnas hasechel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches him how to be miskaret. Yesh, there's even katnas more than this. Shemalamdim also, ain't much mashgiach al zeh. That he's taught, and he doesn't pay attention. V'nimtzak, shehakadosh baruch hu melamed, af sheldim bekatnas mo'od, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzamtzim, 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 a'ilog, v'yaskal also amuot. So it turns out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches all the b'chinas of katnas. And even a person is very much bekatnas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzamtzim himself, according to his low level of Haskalah, to elevate him until he is Yonek from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Azra Osav. Udichsi, Banachit Yagadi Lefraim Chem Azra Osav. Vatzaloy ma. She heviyam la madrega sheni shal yinika. At she hevi al Azra Os. She hu bebrius. Vatzorach laharkan adit insumim rabim. That's what it means that I... I have pampered Ephraim, taking him in my arms. So that's the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting to elevate the Jewish people to the point that he's going to take us in his arms. We're not going to be b'chinas katnas anymore. He has to lower himself to us. But rather, he can take us in our arms like the mother takes the healthy baby in her arms. It's a leimar. Shevim Madrega Sheni, so he brings up the second Madrega Vinika, Shevi Allah's rose to be have Bukhina Sinika, she'll be Brius. But it's Rakhla Harkana de Tinsum Rabbi, he doesn't have to lower himself through many Tinsumin. Vizeo Kikari Khan Sipur. That's what it means when you chance upon a bird's nest. Kiksi, because it says Kitsipur no Dedis Munakana Kanishna de Mimakoma, like a bird who goes away from its nest, Pasuk in Mishlei 27:28. So to a man who wanders from his place, the Hainu, it's a remnant where we're talking about Pachinas. Shem Tzamtzim is Tzamtzim Kiyach HaMadrega Tzachtona HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tzamtzim himself. attracts himself to the level of tachtonim, zei karet ish nolid memakomo lechazal darshan. Ish dakut shabrichu, that the ish is, could be darshan ekodesh baruchu. Kodesh baruchu is mitzamse himself from his makom until the madrega of tachtonim, that's what it means. Ish nolid memakomo, kodesh baruchu kibiyachu is the ish. Hashem ish melcham, Hashem shema. Hashem is this ish who's going away from his place, he's lowering himself to us. Vizoki karet tan kanti pilofanecha. Shatiya b'b'chinas kan tzipor shu b'chinas mu'at mu'at tzipor nadezim in kanakam or that doesn't mean kikari tan tzipor lefanecha, that when the shechina is b'chinas kan tzipor, which is b'chinas katnus and mi'ut, that the shechina is very small, meaning it's lowering himself as a tzipor nadezim in kanakam or it's mashbil himself to b'nei Yisrael to their katnus. In other words, the bird, like the bird, goes away from its nest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away from where, from his high place, and lowers himself for the Jewish people. Aleitzu al aretz. What does it mean? Aleitzu al aretz. But Salimar, the kindness of the Jewish people is b'chei b'chinos. One is ha'echad al aretz. What does that mean? The Torah mitzvah negates chaim. The Torah mitzvahs their law, and Hashem lowers himself to us. Vehu b'chinas kindness habeis kamor leel. That's the second type of kindness we spoke about. Oh, al aretz b'chinas artzius. Al aretz is artzius. So in other words, the Jewish people are low in two ways. Either b'chinas eitz chayim in Torah and mitzvahs, or b'chinas ala aretz, and they're artzius and they're gashmius. In both cases, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lower himself to us. U'v'shtei b'chinos, k'shtei b'kadnes ha'seichel, shehu be'kef be'efrochim o'beitzim, which are two b'chinas of kadnes. Beitzim is kadnes mamish, beitzim shudavish l'abala v'rola. V'lohaya ha'lada, k'ein ha'seichel katan mo'ot k'mo k'ein. So, talks in the pasuk there about the bird being on frochem or beitzim, chicks or eggs. So the beitzim is the egg, which is remiss to very, very little seichel. It hasn't even yet been born. That's one type of katnus. What's a frochem? That's lugatfin. That's gatfin shleim. It doesn't have complete wings yet. In other words, but they have Avin Yira, but they're not Shalem. And therefore, without Shalemus and Avin Yira, the mitzvahs don't go up. So that's what it means, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away from his nest. Kikari kan tzibor lefanecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a tzipor no devis min hakane. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away from his nest. Ala eitz. Ala aretz, and on the tree or on the land, meaning that the Jewish people have lowered themselves either in Torah mitzvahs eitz chaim or in their artzius. And that's the efrochim or beitzim, that the mother bird is on the efrochim and the beitzim. The beitzim is mamish no seichel at all because it hasn't even been born, and the efrochim is that its wings aren't yet developed, so it can't fly. There's very little av in yir or vimer vaysel efrochim. So in Lomar, what does that mean? Nevertheless, the Shechina still lowers itself. The Shechina still rovates on the Efrochim and the Beitzim, and it's Mitzamsim himself. The Shechina still lowers himself. And in this, the pasuk says that when a Jewish person is Mishnei Bechinas Elu, one of these two Bechinos, Shibukanis Asechli, the really low katnis like a Beitza, or pretty low katnis like an Efroach. That even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lowering himself to teach you, don't take the mother. In other words, you can't take for yourself any haskala, any toelis, any knowledge, any understanding from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowers himself to you, only in such a case that shalech tishalach haseim v'esbanim tikach lach. What does this mean? Ha'inyan. Don't be like avadim that serve God in order to get reward. Rather be people that serve the Master in order not to get reward, and the fear of God should be on you. Shemayim is called because of Eish Shemayim. It's water and fire together. Which Baruch Hu mixed two together and made the heavens. And Eish is a remes to Yira, and Mayim is a remes to Ahava. So it turns out, Nimsa, Bechinas HaYira Be'ava, Shneim Esachim Rav Nizeba Zeh. So Ahava and Yira, they're two, they're mixed in with each other. And therefore, that's what it has to be, a person's kavana and his avodas Hashem. That's a kavana avodah, l'shem shemayim. What's l'shemayim? Shemayim is made up of eish and mayim. That's shemayim. And eish is yira. And mayim is ahava. So Mamela, when you're serving Lashem Shemayim, you're serving with Ahav and Yira. And even when a person serves God, I skipped a little bit. Call him a vakish pras, whoever this answer. If somebody's serving for pras, he's really serving himself. Even a person's working for Olam Haba is also toil asatzma. Rather, you should serve God for his great name, and your love and your feel be with this kavanah, not for bakashas pras, not for Olam Haba, but for the avan yira of Hashem. Rav Shem responds to all the saying, when you knew Rakshi is God, Shmo Vagod Al Baruch. And even though we daven for our benefit, the idea is that we want God's name to be great. She calls Manchan Ruch Hasrei Toiva, when he's talking to Chiyus on Malik Ol Olam, if we're lacking good, it's because God's Chiyus doesn't fill the world. He calls Manchan, is God alone, Sarach Ruch Chiyus of Shifa, as long as God's Chiyus and Shefa is multitudinous in the world, Tarek Ol Olam Malik Tov, the world is filled with good. When it's God, the world of God becomes great in his world. We want the Kula Kedusha to be Misrachi. We only accord those colors, and God's glory should fill all the earth. And then automatically, Atovia is going to be automatic. Vikur is God's name should be great by the good that He gives us. And all of our Sheilos, everything we ask, our primary Kavanah has to be for Hashem. That's what it's all about. It's about Hashem, not about us at all. We're just getting something, that's a side benefit. But the Ikur is that Hashem's greatness should be shown by the fact that His goodness fills the world. And that's what the Tana tells us. Not to serve Amanas Lekabel Pras, El Vimor Shemaim Aleichem. We have to have Yira, Bechina Shemaim. The Yira and the Ava should be together. It should be the Shem Shemaim, and not for a Pras. Vizel Shalech Tishalech Hasayim. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk. Shalech Tishalech Hasayim. So Chazal Darshan asks numerous places. Es HaTofel Aim. Shehu Kabbalah's pras, that a person has to send away the Mishalach Shalach HaSayim. You have to send away any kavana of Kabbalah's pras. That's what it means. Shalach Shalach HaSayim is a tough aim. Afilo Adam Haba. The top of the Gabi Ikar Avodah, the God is called, who's the aim? The aim is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kibiyachal. Who's the Esa aim? What's tough to the aim? The pras, the Adam Haba. Throw that away, send that away, shikim avek. Send them away, that kavanah, l'shem pras, l'shem olam haba. Our whole kavanah has to be that God's name should be great. And that's what it means. Shalech t'shalach hasem, send away all those kavanahs that are tufel to the yikr. The kavanah of kavanah is a pras. V'zeh, ugom l'chassadim toivim, v'koyne hakol. Goyim el z'moshem v'yigom el yitzchak. Mishe goyim el chassadim, mishe goyim el atzma mehem. As Kaina Hakol Kona Kola Madregas, if you are goyimel yourself from Chesed, in other words, if you're not serving God in order to get His Chesed, then you're Kaina Hakol, you're Kaina all the Madregas. You want to be Kaina Madregas, don't serve God for His Chesed. Serve Him because that's Eishumayim, because you want to have Yavav and Yiras Hashem, that's what you're doing. So, this is part one of our journey as Mi Yerideya. And with Hashem, the next year we're going to finish up this shtickel, and we will see more in the philosophy of Taras Hashem, but we know that we shall continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.